Let me first get to the problem. The housing crisis in the Netherlands is real and it is pressing, and that's especially the case for the city of Amsterdam, where we live. So as a group of young Amsterdammers, we asked ourselves how we would ever be able to afford to live in our own city in the future. We were in our mid-20s when we started to explore the alternatives. What if we would build our own house? So that's what we did. We decided to start our own housing cooperative. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with the concept, a housing cooperative is a form of living in which the group or the corporation owns the building, and inhabitants pay rent to the cooperative. And because the tenants are part of the cooperative, there is no incentive at all to raise the prices, rent prices, so they can be kept at a low. Moreover, what we often see is that in a housing cooperative, there is a form of community living as certain spaces are shared. And the most important thing is that the houses never become market products, but they remain in the hands of the tenants. In 2021, our plans started to become more concrete, and we started to think of what we wanted our house to be. So we called it the Torteltuin, or the Dove Garden, and we thought of how we wanted to shape our future house, and we wanted to build it on three core values, and we wanted it our house to be climate friendly, we wanted our house to be affordable, and we wanted our house to be social. So first of all, let me turn to climate friendly. So we wanted to build a climate inclusive house. So we designed it in a way, so it's not built yet, we're gonna build it in February. But here you see the first pictures of the design. It's gonna be made completely out of wood. It's gonna make use of renewable energy. And also the facade is made in a way that insects and animals such as birds can also live in it. So it's inclusive towards the surroundings and the nature. Second of all, we want to build affordable housing because we see housing as a basic human right. And it needs to be accessible to all. So we make sure that 30% of the apartments that we build are social housing, and 15% of the houses that we build are made for the most vulnerable in society, such as former refugees, status holders, and single parents who got recently divorced. And once again, because we, as a cooperative, are the tenants, we can keep the prices low because there's no incentive to raise prices. Thirdly, we wanted to build social housing. So with that, we mean that we want to live in connection to each other with the inhabitants, but also be inclusive to different groups of society. We have apartments for individuals as well as for families in different stages of their lives and people with different backgrounds, elderly people and young people alike. And at the same time, we want to be open to the neighborhood. So we have several common spaces, such as a community kitchen and a working shed that the inhabitants can use and meet each other, but they can also meet the neighbors there. Here you can see a couple of pictures of how it will look like. Concretely, this means that we will build 40 apartments, housing over 60 adults. And we will start building this upcoming February.
Now, a housing